Christy Noem details shooting of Border Patrol agent in NYC by illegal alien with mile-long rap sheet. This is result of sanctuary policies. By Hannah Knudsen on July 21, 2025. An illegal migrant with a mile-long rap sheet was involved in an ambush of an off-duty Border Patrol agent in New York City, the latter of whom is now recovering from the attack. Homeland Security Secretary Christy Noem said in a press conference on Monday, explaining that it is a direct result of sanctuary city policies and the policies of the Biden administration. The ambush occurred July 19 at the Fort Washington Park under the George Washington Bridge. The officer at the time was off duty. DHS notes that the suspect is a criminal illegal alien from the Dominican Republic who was apprehended at the southern border and released into the country under the Biden administration. Per DHS, a witness of the attack, believed to be an attempted robbery, states that she and the victim were sitting on the rocks by the water when two subjects on a scooter drove up to them and the passenger got off the back and approached them with a firearm drawn. The off-duty CBP officer responded by withdrawing his own firearm in self-defense. The off-duty officer was shot in his right arm and left cheek and is recovering. Speaking about the attack publicly, Noem told the public that this attack was the direct result of sanctuary city policies and the policies of the Biden administration. I just want you all to know that we have our hearts and our prayers going out with our officer and with his family and his friends. And we'll be lifting him up in prayer for his quick recovery and his healing from this terrible tragedy that has befallen him, she said, walking through the attack. Listen, our officer was off duty on Saturday evening, when him and his friend were attacked. They were attacked by two individuals that were set on robbing them. And thankfully, he had his service weapon with him and was able to defend himself and his friend and injured one of those individuals that was trying to do them harm, she said, adding that the off-duty officer's quick action speaks to his tenacity and his excellence in training and skill. And because of that, one of the perpetrators, sick, was wounded in this interaction and was incarcerated when he came in to get medical treatment. One of the suspected attackers, the one that was injured, his name is Miguel Francisco Mora, known as a Dominican national that was entering into this country illegally back in 2023, she said, noting that he was released into the U.S. by none other than the Biden administration. She added that he has a rap sheet that is a mile long. He was arrested. He was charged with grand larceny and also assault. The state of Massachusetts has an active warrant out for him for armed robbery with a firearm. He also has many other charges against him, such as kidnapping and witness intimidation, she revealed. There is absolutely zero reason that someone who is scum of the earth like this should be running loose on the streets of New York City, she said, explaining that he was arrested four different times in New York City alone. And because of the mayor's policies and sanctuary city policies, was released back to do harm to people and to individuals living in this city, Noem said. Make no mistake, this officer is in the hospital today fighting for his life because of the policies of the mayor of the city and the city council and the people that were in charge of keeping the public safe, she said. They refused to do so, and now we have the situation on our hand, where someone who has dedicated their lives to protecting the public is now fighting for his own. Noem ultimately called on leaders in sanctuary cities and states to change their policies immediately. In another update shortly after, Noem revealed that Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, arrested the second suspect as well Monday morning, another illegal immigrant. Chris Ionide Barbaroa is an illegal from the Dominican Republic. He entered the country illegally in 2022 under the Biden administration and was ordered for final removed, sick, in 2023 by an immigration judge, she revealed. He has a criminal record in New York City and detainers were ignored thanks to Eric Adams Fornique sanctuary city policies, she added.